With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Harris praised President Biden in her first public appearance since he dropped out of the race. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
At a White House celebration for NCAA championship teams, Harris paid tribute to the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
She said in one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served two terms in office. Harris is gathering support and endorsements to be the Democratic presidential nominee following Biden's decision to end his campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
GOP vice presidential pick J.D. Vance with his first public appearance in Middletown, Ohio. Vance says he and former President Trump are ready to save America. Also at SRNNews.com, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle getting hammered on Capitol Hill. During a House Oversight Committee hearing, Texas Congressman Pete Sessions tells Cheadle she has to provide some answers to questions about the recent assassination attempt of former President Trump.
Tell us what went wrong. A special agent in charge, the person who was there. Tell us and don't try and play a shell game with us. Do you have the ability to effectively, as the director of this agency, to understand what went wrong and at least tell us, I do or don't know what I'm doing?
Cheadle was berated for hours by Republicans and Democrats, repeatedly angering lawmakers by evading questions about the investigation into the shooting. The number of heat-related deaths in Texas rising among residents who lost power during Hurricane Beryl. The toll of storm fatalities is now up to at least 23. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance seeks to reassure Christians.
Former President Trump's vice presidential nominee has been meeting with social conservatives, telling them that they will always have a seat at the table in the Republican Party, quote, so long as I have any influence in this party, and President Trump, I know, agrees. Some Christians have voiced concerns over an apparent softening of the GOP's pro-life stance in its latest party platform and certain concessions to the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law designed to place strict limits on drag shows, reversing a lower court ruling that deemed that statute unconstitutional. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has found that the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed the complaint last year lacked the legal right to sue over the law. This is SRN News. There have been multiple strikes in the war in Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged drone, missile, and shelling attacks. The exchange of fire on both sides saw two people killed in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Ukrainian officials said Russian strikes wounded at least five people. Along the front line in the east, Russia said it had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia. In addition, Russia launched three ballistic missiles and two guided air missiles, which did not reach their targets. I'm Karen Chalas.
The Israeli military ordered the evacuation of part of a crowded area in Gaza. It is designated as a humanitarian zone. The military said Hamas terrorists have embedded themselves in the area and civilians should evacuate. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.